Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, more than 1.74 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccine have been administered across 176 countries, according to the latest statistics compiled by Bloomberg. Now, that's enough to fully vaccinate about 11.4% of the global population. But as countries and regions with higher income levels get vaccinated, more than 30 times faster than those with the lowest, could vaccine patent waivers help to even the playing field? Well, we're joined now by Bo Nawaf Shah, and he's the head of pharmaceuticals and healthcare research at Fitch Solutions. Bo, welcome back to Prime Time.
Hi, Rachel. Thanks for having me back.
Good to have you with us. So earlier this month, Bo, the Biden administration in the US came out in support of a WTO proposal for waivers to patents covering COVID-19 vaccine intellectual property. However, we've seen a bit of opposition. Can you tell us more about that?
So just a bit of background first. These patent waivers were first proposed by India and South Africa back in October last year, and they would basically see the legal ownership of the technology behind the COVID-19 vaccine removed so that other companies could begin to manufacture them. So this is a really quite contentious issue that kind of goes to the heart of how different countries benefit from new medicine. Currently, there are countries that are firmly in support of the waivers. So these are countries that have been struggling in terms of vaccine supply. So India, countries in sub-Saharan Africa. However, these waivers have also more recently gained support from superpowers. So surprisingly, the US, we weren't expecting that one. And then also China and Russia have supported them. And then on the other side, there's countries against waivers. So these are countries like Japan, some of the ones in the European Union. And likely their disagreement is a mixture between basically being unsure of how effective these waivers will be in really improving the supply picture, but then also reservations about changing intellectual property protection, removing away from the ventures of these vaccines, which also important to note that these companies represent important parts of the economy in these nations that we're talking about.
Right. But should we see open IP, Bo, what impact might that have on vaccine rollout globally, looking particularly, you know, developing economies?
Yeah, I mean, that's really the kind of big question from our point of view. And I think it's important to note first that it's not a simple process to implement patent waivers. Our view at Fitch Solutions is that we don't see vaccine waivers playing out. But putting that to the side for 1 minute, and assuming that they are implemented, there's still questions over the impact that they're going to have. And that's because intellectual property is really only one of the barriers to increase supply. The other main ones are the capacity across manufacturing facilities that's already strained, and then also raw materials already strained also. And then the final bit is expertise. And that's a really important point, because even if companies have IP rights taken away for these vaccines, obtaining the kind of technical know-how of how to wrap up manufacturing, how to improve batches, that kind of thing, is another thing. And there's few legal mechanisms that we have to obtain that from companies. Over the longer term, we could see some of these issues addressed, and we could see better supply, particularly, but this is for COVID booster shots really going into next year and beyond.
So let's talk about what's coming up this month, Bo, because the WTO is set to meet on June 8th. And this meeting's likely going to start the long negotiation process when it comes to this particular topic. What can we expect? What are you looking out for?
Sure. So I think, yeah, long process is the key term in that. So the process to implement patent waivers involves basically reaching a unanimous decision at the World Trade Organization, which frankly is going to be difficult with countries strongly on either side of the argument. It's possible for a proposal to pass with the support of 75% of members, but that would be really going against the kind of precedent, because decisions are normally made by consensus. So even in this situation, negotiations are still going to take place, and we see them taking at least 6 months. And again, that's because you've got a lot of different viewpoints, a lot of different countries at the WTO, and all of them have to agree. Important, another point to mention is, so we have an indicator of this, a recent indicator of the likely outcome, and that's where there was a healthcare summit, a mini summit in Rome last Friday, and this was a G20 countries. And basically the same idea, trying to find a solution to supply problems. And they agreed on a range of proposals, things like more donation, voluntary licensing, but importantly, patent waivers weren't included in that list. and we expect that the former measures, so things like donations, voluntary licensing, are going to be the main approach that ends up being used.
We're speaking with Bono Afshar, Head of Pharmaceuticals and Healthcare Research at Fitch Solutions. So, Bo, I mean, looking at the bigger picture, though, I'm just wondering, you've spoken about, you know, the barriers when it comes to IP, the significant contribution to particular economies. But looking where we are at a global scale, what are some of the other key issues? I mean, just taking a look at what's happening in India, other countries here in Asia, we're seeing fresh waves of new variants come out. So what's next?
Sure. So, I mean, I think there's going to be multiple different approaches to try and tackle the supply issue. None of them are quick fixes, unfortunately, and it's going to take time for countries to come up with solutions. Donations, probably the easiest one in terms of the low-hanging fruit, and then some other ones after that. But we see supply improving regardless, and that's because companies are beginning to really kind of ramp up in terms of their manufacturing and processes. We're seeing more deliveries taking place. And the way we see it panning out was we basically arranged countries into four groups, kind of going from fastest to slowest. And we're now at a position where we're starting to see group one countries begin to reach the kind of key points in terms of vaccination coverage that helps reduce lockdown restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, moving on to emerging markets, generally going by income and kind of moving down this order whereby our supply begins to shift and focus begins to shift generally towards lower income countries.
So, Bo, what are you going to be looking out for in the weeks ahead as we look at, following your update on vaccine deployment globally, what's next? What are you watching out for?
So there's two important meetings in June. One is the World Trade Organization meeting on June the 8th. That's going to be the kind of kickoff for negotiations that we talked about. And then also there's another COVAX summit taking place in June as well. And so we're expecting to see more donations on that front. It'll be interesting to hear the kind of start of negotiations in terms of patent waivers. What's the feeling on that? So we'll be watching that also.
Wonderful. Well, Bo, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
No problem at all. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Bono Afshar, Head of Pharmaceuticals and Healthcare Research at Fitch Solutions. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.